Let's talk about what we did last week.
Okay. Last week, we got to meet someone who is near and dear to our hearts.
You just, like, saluted me with your wine.
I did. Near and dear to our hearts. Cheers.
Cha-ching.
Ching.
So last Wednesday, we went out to Chicago for a concert, and we got lied to. Let me just say, Reggie's,
what?
I'm mad at you.
What?
Because they led us to believe that the concert started at 8.
Oh, yeah.
But the concert didn't start until, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then there was an opening act, too, which I was fine with.
Okay.
But the doors didn't open till 8. So we got there at 5.
Because we wanted to be in the front.
We wanted to be first in line, mm-hmm. because we didn't know what kind of seating options there were going to be. And there were no seats.
Right.
So it's a good thing we got there. Like, we were second.
Yeah.
So... Yeah. We sat down, we were eating at the place right next door, and then it just started raining. And not just a little bit of rain, but like,
yeah.
a lot. So we threw up the umbrella, and we were outside, and for a while it was fine,
uh-huh.
but then it got harder. The rain started coming out. Are you making it sexual again?
No, I'm just laughing because, like, the first thing that you're doing is, like, complaining about, like, all the, like, the negative parts of it, and we still haven't even said who we got to go see.
I know, we're getting there.
You guys are all listening with bated breath. Who did they see? It was worth it. The rain
totally.
And the
That's
wind
what I was
and the
getting
rain,
to.
Totally worth
I was
it.
Getting to it. So I didn't even care
okay.
that it was raining like Noah's flood out there. I didn't give a crap. It was fine. And it was warm outside. So it's not like we were cold.
And they had $5 Long Islands.
Holy yes, cow. They had $5 Long Islands and half price appetizers.
Yeah, it was great.
So that was our first time going to Reggie's in
so
Chicago.
So to clarify, the only thing that you're complaining about is that the times were misadvertised.
Correct.
The times on the ticket said something different than
I didn't even get a real ticket. It was like an e-ticket.
Oh, okay.
But
so it was the times on the website that was different? Is that what it was?
It just said 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But then it was like ambiguous, because when you say, hey, I'm going to a show at 8 o'clock, you don't think the doors open at 8. You think the show starts at 8. Don't you think?
Yeah. I can
That's
see
the
that.
Way I always say it. I always see it.
Yeah. Normally, they'll differentiate. Doors open at 8, show
right.
starts at 9.
And so every other concert I've ever been to, they were like, doors open. It was like when I went to see Linkin Park. They're like, mm-hmm. Linkin Park, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 4.
Right.
And then there were like all kinds of like skater bands and whatever happening before, and then Linkin Park took the stage at that time. So that's what I was expecting.
There should be an industry standard, is what
there
we're
There really
saying.
Should be.
Yeah. But anyway.
But Reggie's was great. The waiter was awesome. He kept having to come out in the rain to deliver our
funny.
Drinks and our food.
Yeah.
And then there was another chick that had an umbrella, and so she would walk with him.
Which
was
funny.
It was a sunflower skirt.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry. I don't remember her name.
I
don't remember her name. But her friend's name was Colleen.
Okay.
And then there was two of them that were first.
Yes.
And then we told them, hey,
we're sitting at the table.
We're second.
And
but
eating.
We're getting food.
But we're in line.
Save our spots. And they were cool. Everybody was really
Everybody
cool
was
and
very
nice.
Cool about it.
And so we were waiting out
Who
in the
did
rain
we see?
Forever. Hold on, I'm getting to it. Hold on, because I wanna start with, okay, so we're waiting in line and it's
if
raining.
If I was listening to the podcast right now, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, are you serious? Who did you see? This
Fine.
Is ridiculous.
Tell him.
We saw Nice Peter.
He's
oh,
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So
did.
What I was going to say is that we were
that
out in the rain
squeal.
Forever, and then we got in line with our umbrellas that we... You had some in your
I had
car.
One.
And
I
so while
umbrellas.
We were all huddled under umbrellas where it was like raining like a lot, he came out and was like, hey guys, thanks for waiting in the rain.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to step around the corner, get some food or whatever. I'll be right back. We're like, hi.
And he didn't have an umbrella. And so even though I had given my umbrella to you and your husband, I immediately said, would you like to use my umbrella? Because it was
That
raining.
Poor man just had a hoodie.
And he was like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But he didn't use the umbrella.
It was a great show.
It was so fun.
It was probably my most fun show ever, and I've seen a lot of shows.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of shows.
Because there was a lot of audience participation, and that's what I liked about it.
Yeah.
A lot, because, I mean, you go to a big concert like, you know, Foo Fighters, Linkin Park, like I mentioned, I mean.
Yeah.
I saw Korn and Snoop Dogg, I mean, like all these guys. They don't have audience members come up on the stage.
No, we saw U2, and it was in Soldier Field, so there's 40,000 other people, and
mm-hmm.
we're like, you know, I'm like, is that them?
Right.
I think so, but luckily they had, like, the big screen behind them, but
How
still,
many people
I mean, it's
do you
very
think were
impersonal.
There total at the show? Like, 100, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
But it was just perfect. It was perfect size.
It really
And then
was.
The opening band was the Jackpot Golden Boys, and they're from England?
Yes.
They had British accents.
They're British.
Yeah. Okay.
I know that they appreciate UK. Like I have that scrolling app on my phone that can write words and then it lights up and
yeah.
And so I was like, "Good job, you British guys," or whatever. And that's when the drummer was like, "I like this." And it was all like so
That was great.
Yeah. And they were super nice and I liked their music a super lot. Yeah. Yeah.
They were good.
And they responded to me on Facebook. I responded to them and they responded to me and that was fun.
They did? I didn't yeah. catch
They posted that a video vlog of the first half of their trip.
Right.
And
were we in the first half?
No. We were not. But then shortly after that, I friended them. And shortly after that, they posted a picture, like a short video of Niagara Falls. And I watched the video. And I remember going to Niagara Falls when I was a kid, but I don't really remember it that much. You know, I'm like water and mist. I remember I was at the bridge. We never went on the boat or anything like that.
I never did that either when I went.
Yeah. And so, but then I saw as he panned around, there's this spot where it just looks like clouds are being made. Like it was this spout that looked like it was shooting straight up with like what looked like clouds at the top. And I'm like, what is that? Is that evaporation?
It's the cloud maker.
I'm saying. It's the cloud maker. And so I message him. I'm like, so what is that? Is that like upsplash, if there is such a thing? Uh-huh. Is it actual mist or is it water?
Is it a demon.
The cloud or whatever? And so they responded. They're like, yeah, I don't know. I guess it is upsplash. Whatever it is, we got soaked when we went through it.
Oh.
Because they took us right through it. And I'm like, oh, that's awkward. But yeah. I was like, oh, there's
fun. Those guys are super cool.
Yeah, they were super fun.
We made so many friends. Like, we went to the bathroom forever. The bathrooms at Reggie's are horrid.
Yeah, they're a little dark and awkward.
There's no light in there. There's a black light. That's the only thing. I peed on my hand a little bit,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
I don't even know what happened in that bathroom because it was so dark. I couldn't understand what was happening.
You had just had too many $5 Long Islands at that point.
I had a bunch. But so we go to the bathroom and it takes forever because you can't see anything.
Well, I just thought it was awkward because it's like, it's not like every other place you go to, the bathrooms are in the back of the restaurant.
Oh, they're right in the front.
They're right in the front.
Next
and
to
the bar is 5 feet away. Uh-huh. So it's like, wow, if you're having issues, everybody's going to know.
Right.
Because you're right there.
And then the bouncer had to check our IDs to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, we're just going to the bathroom. Yeah, I know, but you're coming inside, so you need to show us your IDs. And then you're like, yeah, because we look like felons.
I know, I'm an ass.
But we were outside, and that we tried telling him we were outside, and thank God we brought our IDs with us, but I mean, we would have had to go back out in the rain and get them and then come back in again. I'm like, you just have to go to the bathroom.
I just gotta pee, dude.
Jeez. So anyway, that was fine. But then we came out and then we had a smoke break and then we met some more cool people.
Yep.
So we met all these cool people in line. A lot of single people.
Yeah.
Not coming in groups or even with their significant other, but just coming by themselves.
There was a number of couples. Like there was the couple that was sitting next to us on the bench uh-huh. for a while. They came from Indiana, I think. Or Lafayette, Indiana, something like that. And then, we met Jason. And we're going to give him a shout out because he uploaded a bunch of videos of the Nice Peter show.
Yes.
And his YouTube username is Shut Your Butt.
Shut Yo Butt.
Yeah. And so he videoed a bunch of the rap battles.
And he was good on stage. He did Mr. T.
He did. And it was funny.
Mr. T.
And it was not his fault. Unfortunately, the sound guy did not kick up his mic as much as it needed to be.
Right.
So it was hard to hear him. But he did a great job. Mm-hmm. He was very animated.
And we met Walt.
And who did
Walt
Shakespeare.
Oh my gosh, you guys don't even know. Like you could tell he got up stage and he was like, okay, I want to do Shakespeare.
And Nice Peter's and like, what?
No, he's like, really? You can tell that he was just like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure he's probably done it before.
And he probably can't help with that one.
No.
This is the thing. If you do a rap battle with Nice Peter and if you struggle, he will help you out.
He
will
jump on the mic and
like will like help you remember the lyrics. And then he's totally cool about it afterwards and is like, hey man, this person just had the guts to get up here, so we're not going to give him a hard time. Not that anybody in that audience would have given anybody a hard time.
No.
They're all really nice.
They're not jerks. All the people are nice.
Nice Peter fans are nice.
There's no other word to describe it really, I think, because
it's
they're
true.
Just, we're all nice.
Yeah.
And friendly.
And funny.
Yeah.
We're hilarious.
Who else did we meet outside? Walt, who kicked ass at Shakespeare.
Yeah, he did a phenomenal job.
He was giant. giant guy.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how tall he was because when we met him, we were standing on a bench.
Yeah. So
he was like 20 feet away.
Right.
So I had no idea how tall he was until I saw the video back again when he was next to Nice Peter.
And he's like, he was like 4 feet taller.
At least a head taller than him. And I was like, oh my gosh, Walt is so tall.
Yeah.
And then Allie. We met, and that's after we met Walt.
Who was with her significant other, and we were trying to set her up with whoever that other guy that was out there was.
Oh.
What was his name?
It was Walt.
No, Walt was there, but
Walt,
there was that
Allie,
other
guy. And then another guy.
Yeah, that's the guy that
we'll
I can't remember.
We'll call him John. We were trying to fix her up with that guy.
It might have been John.
I think it might have been John.
I think it actually was John.
Okay, I'm not just throwing out random things.
No, anyway. Okay. Yeah.
So we met those guys. And then we went inside.
Yes.
And I had a bunch of text messages in my pocket from our husbands. Where are you guys at?
We got to pee.
And they were holding our spots. And we were in the front. We were absolutely at the front. We were at the front of the stage. And there was this pipe, lead pipes going down.
Yeah.
And I have bruises all over my arms.
Because she was molesting the pipe.
I was not. I was leaning on the pipes. And they weren't like regular bruises. They were like red, but they were no purple at all. But my elbows hurt the next day. And I'm like, why do my elbows hurt? And I looked in the mirror and there's like bruises all over my elbows from just leaning on them. And then my left upper rib, I think I was just like leaning on the pipes the whole time. And then I didn't have bruises
from that.
Okay. So. Well, I think I was just like laying on the pipes. And we met other people like Jeremy and Alex.
Yeah.
And these were just guys that just came out. And then I said, Jeremy, you know, how come none of your friends came with you? And he's like, I don't have a lot of friends. It's like,
Yeah. He was a little awkward.
You do now.
But he did a great job when he got up there.
Yeah.
He rapped too.
What did he do?
He did an epic rap battle. He actually played the part that Nice Peter would normally play. He played Abraham Lincoln in the Barack versus Mitt Romney rap. So Nice Peter did Romney. And then this guy that came up and did like a spot on imitation of Barack Obama.
It was really good.
It was really good. Did him. And then Jeremy played Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And then what was his name? Shut your butt. What's his real name? I forget.
Jason.
Yeah, he did. We already said that. He did that. Walt did the Shakespeare. Who else did we know that did stuff?
I think that was it. I mean, we were still back. Wait, hold on. We'll go back. But we were still at the Jackpot Golden Boys.
Oh,
those
guys
are good.
Let's go back.
So we finally get up there after we've taken apparently a very long time. I would say a half hour.
Yeah, maybe. We were out there for a long time.
And then when we get back in, they're already playing.
Yeah.
And then my husband's like, where have you been? Blah, blah, blah. And then
we're talking to people.
I know. We were making new friends. We're friendly.
And we had Long Islands. What?
That makes me super friendly.
Exactly.
So then the Lee guy, and I'm sorry I don't know his name. I don't know their names.
Oh.
Do you have their names? Is one of them named Liam? Because I love that name. Where's your phone? Do you want to use my iPad?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let me
so the main
brothers.
Right, and then so there's they've got one guy on drums and the other guy singing and playing guitar. And so that guy's like, "Hey, are there any couples in the audience that are in love?" We're like, "Yeah."
Okay, this is playing.
Okay, pause it.
It's what's playing.
Okay, hold on. Hit the button. Now go into Pandora. It's at the bottom of the screen, Pandora. Pause it. Okay, now hit the button, and you're back to the main screen. I don't know what you did.
I didn't do anything other than... Whatever. Yeah,
so then the main guy was like, are there any couples that are in love? And then I was like, woo! And then he's like, you guys want to get up on stage? I was like, no.
And Brian's like, yes.
Brian's like, let's go. And I'm like, no, because I don't dance in public. I'm not good at it. So he goes, come on, let's just go. And at that point, I think I was like three Long Islands in. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So we get up on stage.
It was amazing.
And then all of a sudden I hear, you're on stage, bitch.
That's you.
That was me. That was you. And then we've got video. Your husband's videoing us. And you guys are laughing at us like the whole time. And Brian was good. So you were laughing at me.
I was not lit. I was.
It was horrible. I am such a bad dancer.
Okay, hold on.
That was the second time I ever danced with my husband in my life.
I was like three Long Islands in, possibly four at that point as well, okay?
So you were just giggle happy.
I was just like, holy crap, you're on stage. This is the greatest night ever.
Oh, okay.
That's what
it was.
It
was good. It was nice that he invited us on stage.
Yeah, and then it was awkward because, like, you were, like, trying to get the crowd into it, and then Jamie's videoing, and he's like, will you tell her to dance with her husband? And I'm like,
oh, I didn't hear that.
Shut up and enjoy the moment is what I'm thinking. But
I was thinking that it would be, like, like not as entertaining for the crowd. So I was like, yeah, crowd involvement. So I'm like trying to get them to clap along while we're dancing. And that was just during the chorus.
Right.
Because we're back to the verse. I was dancing with him again.
Exactly.
See, there was a plan in my mind. I thought I executed it.
It was fine.
Pretty
there
well.
There was no commentary necessary.
Okay.
But I was, you know, I'm like, yeah. Okay, let me follow directions.
Yeah, but then Brian said, you'd rather like clap for the crowd than dance with me. I'm like, shut up.
Oh my
I think gosh. He was joking. I'm pretty sure, I'm like 80% sure he was joking on
80%
that.
Sure.
So, that was fun. And then...
I can't find their names. This is weird.
I know. Aren't there four of them, though?
No, there's
and
two.
And only two of them came? Like, the rest
really?
Of them were in... I'm pretty sure that's what the tour manager said.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's what
I only
said.
See, like, pictures of two. I'll have to watch their videos anyway. Again. I don't know. They have their own YouTube channel you can go to. It's Jackpot Golden Boys. Through like, Jackpot is one word. Golden Boys is two words.
Right. They're super fun.
I like their stuff.
And they said that we danced great. That we like tried to get the crowd involved and we didn't just
did.
Stand there.
And you danced the whole time and didn't
yeah,
just stand there.
Yeah, we didn't
there.
Just stand there looking awkward.
Right.
Like we had like a thing the whole time.
It was a plan. They were
See,
appreciative.
Yeah. So they appreciated it. Mm-hmm. So that was good. And then Nice Peter came out and then he did some songs and then you got to go up. And you rap battled him.
I totally did. It was awesome.
It was really good.
It was so good. So,
it's on our YouTube channel.
It is.
Which is 1 Foot Over Films.
Yeah. And you can see, and I posted it on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
after
you did.
It happened.
When We Rule the World podcast on Facebook.
So it's there. And Shut Your Butt actually posted one too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually two videos of me.
There's different like perspectives.
But it was the greatest ever.
It was really good. Tell them what you did.
Well, I did Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
And it was great.
And it was good.
You got all the words down.
I did.
But your voice was too high. Because
yeah,
you're a girl.
Because I'm a girl.
Right. You need to throw it down.
I was thinking about that. But the thing is, like, when I throw it down, I think that I didn't think my voice would carry as far. So I just got louder. I was yelling.
You were kind of shouty.
I was shouty.
But you looked great. That was my Paula.
Yeah. And,
but you looked fabulous.
And then I embarrassed the heck out of my daughter, apparently, because we showed her the video. And she's like, that's great that you got on stage, but you made all those gestures, and that's just embarrassing. That's humiliating.
What?
And I'm like, you're 10.
You're 10.
Shut
you
it.
Don't know what you're talking about right now.
No, not at all. I
thought it was fantastic.
It was great.
It was super fun. And
like, whatever. This is what I got. This is what it is. Suck
uh-huh.
it. I don't care.
And then I had a tambourine solo.
And that was awesome.
And I like battled my spear with my tambourine. Well, it was his tambourine.
It was his tambourine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for as many Long Islands in as you were at that point, you, nailed it. Like, I thought that I nailed the beat. I really did. And Jamie showed me the video, and I'm like, what the hell was I doing?
Because
there was no beat to be found.
It doesn't matter how much alcohol I've in my system. I've got rhythm. But not dancing.
Do you have music?
No. Just
Do you
the
have
rhythm.
Your girl?
I
Who
don't
could
know
ask for
is.
Anything more?
Okay. No.
Get rid
but
See, it's a song.
I only had like one beat though, and that's fine. But like, I couldn't think of another beat to do, so like, I'm gonna go with this one because I got it.
I got
it. I'm not gonna screw it up because
right.
I've been doing it for like a minute. And then I was like, at one point, I was like, okay, take this. I can't. And I passed the tambourine off like in the middle of the song, and then it starts to suck, and that wasn't me.
Right.
So
no, that was not you.
I passed the tambourine
Correct.
Off, and then it was offbeat, and that was
Nice
not me.
Peter was, like, jumping off the stage.
He said I was a good tambourine player.
He did. He said, hey, you're pretty good on the tambourine, or something like that. It was
yeah,
awesome.
He did. It was great.
And then we met him afterwards.
We did.
And he signed our sunglasses.
Uh-huh. And then he told us to put nail polish on it, clear nail polish to preserve
save.
His signature, and I did. And then he was so great when we got up there. Dante was, like, filming, like, back and forth while we were in line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was running with the video camera back and forth. When we first got up there, Brian's videotaping me, and I was like, hey, it's Dante. It's Dante. Hi, Dante. And he didn't acknowledge me, but he probably didn't hear me. Whatever.
He's not used to people being like, hey, it's Dante.
I know.
Like,
I was excited to see Dante, too.
We're like, Dante, we like you, too.
Just I know.
You're like the silent awesome. What?
He's like the silent partner.
Yeah.
Although he knows all the words to the rap battles.
Yeah.
And then he, like, controls it on the iPad. And
Which
he's like,
awesome.
Crowd, like, encouragement, too. He's, like, jumping up and down. He's, like, getting everybody involved.
It was fun.
So, he's integral to that.
So, the one regret that I have is that after Nice Peter signed our stuff and we got pictures with him, he was like, okay, so, you know, I met you guys and I signed your stuff. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Right.
What I didn't say, and should have said is, yeah, can you come be on our podcast?
Oh, shoot.
I know.
But he has a very strenuous tour schedule right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It is.
It's like, perform, get in the van, drive. Perform, get in the van, drive.
Yeah,
perform,
and it's like driving all night long, too, and like most of the day, and people taking shifts sleeping in the back of the van. Like, it's really hardcore.
Yeah.
And they're not even in an RV, they're in a van.
No, it's a van.
So, five people jammed in a van, too, so that's awkward. Yeah. So, I think he was just trying to get us out there. He was nice. He was like, very nice. What else can I do for you to get you moving out of the way so I can get to the next
I table? Didn't interpret it that
I
way.
I did.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, you did. We got pictures.
We did.
And
not enough. We only got one picture.
No, but it was fine, but my bangs were screwed up and I looked like a crazy person.
Well, and I was in the front of the picture, so it's like he's already ridiculously skinnier than me.
Yeah.
So it makes it look like way more.
But he like
more
leaned back. It's like,
And yeah, it's like, and so right I'm in the foreground, and need to use
Brian
camera
will
tricks.
Not let me live that down. He's like, you're touching him, like,
but you weren't. I looked at the picture.
See,
you
I were didn't not think I was touching him either.
No, you weren't touching.
I was trying to respect his personal space.
Right.
I didn't want to be all creepy fan stalker on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was fun, and then we went outside.
Oh yeah, we went outside to have another smoke, and then Ed, the tour manager, came out and was talking to us, and then he was like. I said something about, like, I thought he hated Chicago. Because I swear I heard him say something about how he hates Chicago weather. Maybe it's just Chicago weather.
Maybe it's Chicago weather.
Yeah.
It's not Chicago.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But then he's like, no, he loves Chicago. He used to live here. I'm like,
yeah.
But then he went back inside and he came out and he gave us a hat.
Yeah. He did.
Because he was
Well, because
cool
he said, I saw you guys standing outside and he talked to me. He's like, and you got to get up there and battle him. That was awesome. He did such a great job. Mm-hmm. You know, let me get you guys something. And then we were
like, what can I get you? Well, at that point, we had already bought shirts and sunglasses and we didn't have a hat.
And Jamie's like, well, hey, why don't you get a hat, an Epic Rap Battle hat? That'd be awesome. And so he did. He went and he got the hat. So theoretically, Jamie can have the hat, although that was my ring clinking my drink because I'm talking with my hands, even though no one can see. Uh-huh. But he has not, as of yet, worn the hat. I have.
Yes,
twice.
You have.
So we'll just pass it around.
And then you lost your sunglasses.
I wasn't going to talk about
it. And apparently he likes you more because he put a smiley face on your sunglasses.
He put a smiley face on my sunglasses. Well, but this is the thing.
I still have mine.
I had a roller derby bout on Saturday, and it was awesome and epic, and it was amazing, and I wore my sunglasses to it because they're...
Can I just say that was dumb?
What?
Because it was rainy out that day. Why are you wearing sunglasses on a day where it's overcast and rainy?
It wasn't raining when I got there. It was sunny on the drive. I had my glasses on.
Okay.
I promise. Because I had to get there at 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That could be.
So, I was there. And then the thing is, I should have just put them in my purse, but I was nervous. I didn't want them to get scratched.
Yeah.
So I set them next to my purse. And then after our bout... it was a double header, so I had all these responsibilities. I had to do merchandise, so I had to keep some of my stuff over in the corner where the sunglasses were, and then some of it I had to take with me. And when
I would just take everything with me.
Well, see, that's the whole thing is I don't know what the hell happened. I really don't. There's a very small possibility that they did end up getting mixed in with like some of the merchandise that I had to take home. I don't know.
I would have been tearing that apart.
You have no idea. I haven't gone out to the garage yet, but I posted all over Facebook. I've called the rink.
Well, then you posted on Nice Peter's page. Hey, I think
I lost my sunglasses
that you signed.
Yeah,
didn't see it.
No, he has too many fans that are like on that stuff. But it's like I just want to like call him up and be like, hey, dude, I'll give you $10 again. Can I have another pair? Because my life's kind of sad right now.
Aww.
I know. I was like, and I feel like because it was so awesome, like, you know, the universe had to balance it, you know, with my being stupid. I just had too many things that I was thinking about at the bout, and, but they're not there. And that's the thing is there was a roller skating session right afterwards, so I'm afraid some punk ass kid took them and is like, hey, these are cool. Not even having a clue how cool they really are.
So on Sunday, we went to a baseball game for our friend Laura's birthday.
Her
30th.
Yeah.
Which she has no problem telling people she's 30. I think that's crazy.
I told people when I was 30.
Really?
I did.
I didn't.
But then I aged backwards, so it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I mean, I actually...
I'll be 30 this year.
I sleep in a stasis chamber, so I will never progress
like
beyond 30.
Full oxygenation.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be 30 this year.
Yeah, sure you will.
Uh-huh. That's what my Facebook profile says.
Uh-huh.
I actually physically went and checked it on. So we went to a baseball game on Sunday, and it was like 90 degrees outside. Oh, and for the most part, we were in the shade, but then we actually had tickets with seats. So, but they were in not in sun, the shade. And we're like, well, I'm just going to grab a beer, and I'm going to go down there. Yeah. So I threw my nice Peter sunglasses on, and the chick behind me was like, hey, what does it say on your sunglasses? So I got to, like, explain, like, how awesome our Wednesday night was. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I've heard of the Epic Rap Battles. I should go check out his page. I'm like, you should. You should. You should. And he's nice. I'm like, you can't. There isn't no other adjective that.
No, it's there isn't. He's nice. Like, it's funny. It's self-fulfilling prophecy. He is a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard for me to imagine him getting angry with someone, you know?
He probably keeps it all on the inside. Like, he shoves it down.
Yeah, like, it comes out in the rap battles, you know? But it's like an mm-hmm. act. Like, for him to be, like, actually angry at somebody, they'd have to deserve to die, I think. I don't know. Then, so, yeah. Funny. So we were only going to talk about this a little bit, but we probably talked about it for like 45 minutes. But
I don't even know what time it is right now.